time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the phone right now, I have Kevin Kitchen with the Utah Department of Transportation. We've got a lot of highway projects that are going on in the area and a couple of more that are getting ready to start up. And I wanted to bring him in to kind of add some clarification. I know we've had press releases out there, but I wanted to bring Kevin in to kind of add some clarification to what's going to happen. Plus, there's a couple of projects on 6 that he wanted people to know about as well as you're heading towards Spanish Fork. Kevin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Dave. It is the season. Orange is starting to bloom.
It really, really is. So let's start with what's going on right now. We've had the chip seal going on out in Wellington, but that's going to kind of continue moving in towards Price as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. So, and of course, traffic was a concern on this one because we're going to be, hitting those interchanges. So the plan is we're going to, on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, we will take an interchange at a time and a segment of roadway. And we'll just do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so we'll have one interchange closed at each, not closed, but it'll be flagged at each of those locations, one per day. So if that one's being flagged and you want to avoid it, you can take another one. The other thing that will be impactful is the fact that we're going to have just a lane that's being flagged on US 6 back and forth. So people will need to be aware of that. If they want to try a local route or want to wait it out, that's your option. And then, of course, the other thing will be the speeds. Once we've got those fresh chips laid this week, we've got to reduce our speed in order to stop people from, getting windshields cracked and that type of a thing. And then they'll return the following week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they'll come in with that little seal coat on the top of it, a flush coat is what we call it, and you should be pretty good to go then.
All right, and as you said, that's the Wellington area, and this is going to move slowly into Price, and we're going to be on like Highway 10 and Carbon Avenue. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what we'll have is exits 240, 242, and 243. So I hope I've got my sequence right. I believe they're starting Monday at 240, and then they'll hit exit 242 on Tuesday and 243 on Wednesday. So they'll be doing the ramp areas, the on ramps and off ramps as they join into US 6 there and just around the tangents there where they connect to the local streets and to SR10. So you need to be prepared for the fact that you should be able to get through there, but there could be some backups if you're trying to get in and off of that one specific interchange they're working on that day.
So just be prepared, be ready, and look for crews in there and be mindful of your speed. I think that's the most important thing as you're out doing these things.
Right, precisely.
All right, and then you said we have a pothole issue. Not necessarily in Wellington Town, but headed out toward Woodside?
Yeah, correct. So over Grassy Creek, I think we've got a bridge there, and we've had a pothole developed there. And so our structures division is planning on getting over there this next week, if everything goes as planned, to repair that. At this point, we think we'll be able to maintain a lane in each direction if you're headed down there towards Green River. And hopefully they'll be able to work within that parameter to just close that one little area and get that fixed. With bridge decks, sometimes it gets a little dicey. Sometimes they get in there and find more issues that are spreading, and hopefully we'll be able to just contain what's there at this point and go forward with that. So that's something that people need to be aware of right now. They've got some metal plates over the top. And so there's a little bit of a bump as you go there, and they're just kind of bridging it with metal plates.
All right, so they'll take a look at that. And then if you've traveled to Spanish Fork via Highway 6 recently, you've seen the billboards, and I believe that there's even some stand-up signs, electric signs, telling people to be prepared for some construction. What's going on up there?
All right, so we're installing a new culvert up there by Crandall Canyon. There's been a big reclamation project going up there to help solve some of the drainage issues resultant from the Bear Fire burn scar. And this is a collaborative effort between UDOT, the BLM, Natural Resources, the county. So all of us have worked together on this project that solves some issues upstream of these culverts. But then we're actually going to be placing culverts now in the area of US 6, and so that will affect a lane of traffic. So you'll see the messages on the overhead boards there, the overhead variable messages, and that'll kind of fill you in on what's going on there. And then we do have one other project that we expect will probably take place within a few weeks. We are going to place a median barrier up at Soldier Summit, where you're just coming off the summit, and you start to come around that curve where we've had some pretty serious crossover accidents or crashes. We are going to reconfigure that and put in a median barrier to help with that issue. We should be able to maintain local access to business and so forth, but that should be a safety improvement, I think, that people will welcome as well.
I know that they've been, once that was put up as an option, I know there have been a lot of people that are interested in seeing that happen. Kevin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it, and we're going to let you get back to it, okay?
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Once again, that was Kevin Kitchen with the Utah Department of Transportation. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.